By now, you've probably heard about the high-profile union drives at companies like Starbucks and Amazon. There's talk of a reinvigorated American labor movement. But so far, it hasn't led to a significant shift in union membership. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom spoke with coal miners in Brookwood, Alabama, who've been on strike for nearly 10 months.
That is a long time to be on strike. But miner Reginald Mann says working in the volatile coal industry taught him how to survive lean times.
You go from feast to famine. You go from bologna to steak, right back to bologna. You just got to be like an ant. You got to store up.
Mann's one of the miners rallying at a local ballpark. They're here to pick up their strike insurance checks. Last April, about 1,100 Alabama miners went on strike against Warrior Met Coal, which specializes in coal used to make steel. Miners want to get back some of the pay and benefits they lost in their last contract when steel prices were low.
We standing up and saying we want something better. We gave you our blood, sweat, and tears. We gave you everything on a word. You reneged on your word.
The number of active strikes in the U.S. has picked up pace. There were nearly twice as many strikes last November than in the summer, according to Cornell University. A tight labor market has given workers more leverage, while attempts to unionize some of the most recognizable American brands like Amazon and Starbucks led to more national attention for unions. It's also led to more support between labor groups. Here in Alabama, other unions have helped keep the miners' food pantry stocked.
Do y'all want Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles?
I want Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. They're also giving away healthier options like mixed greens and other veggies. Cherry Goodwin is married to one of the striking miners. She's been unpacking pickup trucks filled with donations.
We would have never made this pantry last this long if it weren't for all the support of all the other people that just said, hey, we think you're fighting a good fight, keep fighting. Every single time we get anything, it is like they don't even know us, but they know what we're fighting for.
Goodwin appreciates the support her family received and wants to pay it forward.
A couple of us ladies have already talked, like, okay, we're slammed right now with this strike, but when this is over, if there's other strikes, we're headed out to help them, because this is a hard fight, and we're not done with this.
At least a few striking miners are already involved in another labor fight, the one at the Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Braxton Wright says he's one of at least six miners who took a job there to cover bills.
I kind of applied for a joke. I was like, sure, they're not going to hire me. I've been a strong advocate for the union, so I applied and they hired me. So I started pushing for the union and talking about the union from day one.
Wright wears his camo United Mine Workers t-shirt as he's about to head over to a strategy meeting held by the Retail Workers Union. Last year, Amazon workers voted more than 2-1 against joining that union. But a federal labor official ruled that Amazon's anti-union tactics tainted the vote. A new mail-in election will be tallied in late March, 1 year after the first vote. Wright says whether at a warehouse or a mine, workers want the same thing.
Not just a job, but turn it into a career. Make it something where you can stay and retire, not just jump from door to door.
Ironically, that job hopping has now become workers' greatest strength, with shorthanded employers desperate to keep workers. Union membership has matched its lowest point on record, but now employees have more leverage to change their workplace, and labor supporters hope that will mean turning around decades of union decline. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham.